99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Hi there. Welcome. It's another coronavirus show here on 99.7 DJX. Actually, sorry, I should say coronavirus-free show.
Yeah, that's right.
We are free of the of any sort of diseases that we know of.
It's a socially distant situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have gotten used to wearing hoodies, though,
work. My fashion has gone downhill as well.
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of for it.
Yeah.
And
I'm definitely wearing the, as soon as I get home, I change into that kind of wardrobe.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, honestly, when you are contemplating whether you're actually going to put jeans on.
Yeah.
Or whether you're going to just go with like a joggers.
Yeah.
That's a situation a lot of us are finding ourselves in.
My yoga pants are seeing places I never thought they'd see. Outside of my house.
Okay. I didn't know how to take that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. Hey, we're going to continue doing what we're doing. As long as we get the green light to do it, as long as we are deemed essential employees, and as long as that blasted virus stays out of this building, which really, I mean, we are the only people in this building.
This is like a deserted town. Okay, so there is no one around us.
I mean, we've
been living in a diseased area for a while with this building. It's so old. We've been breathing unhealthy air for the better part of 20 years.
We'd like to think that it helped condition us.
It's built up our immunity. I feel like we're fine.
I mean, the rest of the staff, honestly, like after us, normally like Sarah comes in and then J-Dub.
Nope,
and then
she's at home.
No, I mean, they're literally broadcasting from their living rooms, from their houses.
Yeah.
It's the power and the magic of radio that we can do that.
Well, and it's easier to do when you have a solo show.
Right.
So,
right,
you know, for us to try to pull this off like at our separate houses would be very difficult. I was getting intense anxiety yesterday.
Well, because
I
had to get our engineer prepared. I'm like, if it comes to that, we need to figure out a way to do that.
Well, that's the thing.
Whereas, like, you and I are video chatting, and somehow we're on the air together at the same time, and it's
the live part was going to be like that wasn't making a connection in my brain. Like, how are they? And the thing is, you know,
it doesn't have to, as long as it makes a connection in the engineer's brain.
Great. Okay.
That's not for you to worry about.
It doesn't have to connect to my brain.
No, that doesn't have to worry. You don't have to worry about that.
Well,
that's for other people.
I'm hoping we can stay here in this space where you have all your buttons you can push
need
to do the things that we do, just because, you know, our listeners who have reached out and are still hanging with us in the morning, even though their morning routine has changed, I said, you know, we love the fact that you guys are still there and you're still, you know, normal.
Like I said, we'll try to maintain as long as we can through this.
Although my morning commute would have been cut down tremendously.
Right.
So I just had to go downstairs to the basement.
Right.
However.
Right, I know.
I never thought that I would say, I want to get out of my house to drive downtown this time of the morning. Never in my wildest dreams ever think I would prefer to do that, but I hope that we get to continue to do this.
Yeah. So today on the show, several things. All right. So Florida's making the show a couple different times.
Sure.
There's Florida Science. And they both
Florida Science?
Yeah, the Florida Science. there's
already I'm invested.
There's coronavirus made me do it.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah, there is the more setting the bar stories of the dangers of now video conferencing.
Now that's yeah. Okay.
we're gonna have to. So I've been having to kind of with like the phone taps and stuff like that, not a lot, like our requests have dropped immensely since this.
Right, because no one's at work.
Right, and no one is like worried about that necessarily. So there have been some that I've been sitting on.
Okay.
That I've done, I've been sitting on.
Wait for the right moment.
And
uh-oh.
This might be the right moment.
Are we meeting a new Hasenpepper?
We are.
Is this the black sheep of the family? Maybe a little?
It is. It's the black sheep of the family.
I knew this voice was going to find a way to make a permanent spot on the show.
So, yeah. So, Antonio Hassenpepper.
Antonio. You got William, you got Robert. You got Robert, then William.
Yeah, Robert's the OG.
And we haven't met any of the ladies of the Hassenpepper clan either, which I'm a little salty about. Kind of hoping.
Maybe someday.
We get to meet at least the matriarch.
Maybe someday when this all goes back to normal.
Uh-huh.
Like, and life goes back to quote-unquote normal for a lot of people, then maybe we can do some of that stuff.
But okay.
I don't know.
I'm excited.
I don't know. And the more we keep cooped up, the more this is going to just be normal.
People,
you know,
are going to forget how to do life. Staying inside as long as we now are foreseeing that people are going to, I mean, Indiana's shut down till May 1st.
Yeah.
And I know JCPS, they're going to be homeschooling until, you know, the end of April. It's,
yeah. I mean, it's
like life as we know it for a while.
This is reality. And you know what I was saying the other day? I was talking to my wife and I'm like, the way like JCPS and many school systems have set up infrastructure to teach kids remotely.
Yeah.
There's no more sick days.
Oh, yeah.
Like you, if you're sick.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Oh,
you're still going.
Yep. You can still sit up in a chair
in front
of a computer screen.
Right. You are still going,
my friend. Brain.
Right. Unless you're in a hospital bed.
Right.
And even then, give them a phone. You know, like I feel like there's, like, after this, after this whole thing, even for us, like, I mean, granted, it's a little unique for us, but I mean, like, even in the working class, like, sick days. That's gonna be a thing in the past.
Yeah.
Especially when we have learned so, and a lot of businesses have had to adapt with teleconferencing and working remotely. That's gonna be a thing.
I mean, let's hope that they don't start thinking, hey, this is pretty great. Look at all the money we could save on, like, gas for buses.
Yeah.
If they don't have to go pick up kids and take them to a building anymore. Wow. All the money it takes to keep the buildings going. Hey, let's just keep everybody at school. Let's teach online. Save all the money.
No, I still think that, you know, and obviously my word has merit here.
All the parents are like, no.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Going back to a building.
A real physical teacher is still obviously a huge asset and benefit to learning.
Well, and they miss their buddies. My son got to do a Zoom video call with his class and his teacher, and they were so so excited to see each other.
Yeah.
They need that connection.
All right, so we'll get the show started here. We've got Florida making the show here in just 10 minutes, all right?
Not long to wait.
No. Your first Setting the Bar story coming up here in just a few minutes. Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do. And we go to Florida for this because Florida makes the show just about every single day, even in pandemics.
That's right.
If you can manage to make it through the day without blaming your crime on the coronavirus, then you're doing okay.
Coronavirus made me do it? That's a legit excuse?
That was 70-year-old Alvin's claim.
Oh, he's seven? What'd he do?
When he stole a vehicle in Florida.
He's seven and he stole a car?
He's 70.
Oh, 70. Oh,
that 70-year-old.
That does change it.
So 70-year-old Alvin. So this car was his. He pawned his 2000 Chevy Silverado back in January for about $1,500.
Oh, but now he wants it back?
And he, yes.
I need that.
So he kind of went back to the pawn shop several times. He said he couldn't pay for his car back.
And why should I? Because it used to be my car.
Right. So
you should pay me my money back.
This past weekend, Alvin had a spare key.
Oh, he did.
So he just went, broke into the pawn shop lot and drove away.
All right.
He pulled over after the vehicle was reported stolen, told officers he freaked out because of the coronavirus and arrested and charged with grand theft. So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Again.
Hey, but this was my car just a couple months ago.
Just a couple months ago.
I still got the key. See? They should be paying me my money back.
Again, not an excuse.
Bummer.
Coronavirus, not an excuse to commit crime. Okay?
All right. Good note.
That is an umbrella statement right there.
Let Alvin be your poster child for that.
There you go.
At 70. I'm glad he's 70 and not 7.
Not 7, right. If you can manage to make it through the day without blaming your crime on the coronavirus, yeah, then you're doing okay.
It's not a license to do crime.
No, friends. That is setting the bar. And Florida. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. 6:15 and... your feel-good stories. We try to give these to you every single hour throughout the morning. Especially important in these times. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
Well, you know, we just learned that you can't use coronavirus as an excuse for your crime, right?
Nope.
Well, coronavirus is bringing communities closer together. That's the flip side of the whole thing, with a quarter of adults saying that it's inspired them to actually talk to neighbors that they didn't actually have a relationship before with. The study of 2,000 adults found that 64% believe that coronavirus is bringing their neighborhood closer together. Many are now carrying out acts of kindness that they wouldn't have done before the outbreak.
Good.
3 in 10 checking in on elderly relatives. Another 23% get in touch with a vulnerable neighbor to help out. A third is offered to go shopping, pick up essentials for other people. So it's really bringing people together. Others have started to donate to a food bank never been before, volunteered for a charity or local group in need, or shop for smaller local businesses instead of going to the large chain store. So it's kind of changing people's perspectives and habits a little bit for the better.
It's also bringing back phone calls.
It is bringing back phone calls. FaceTime is even way more important now.
Yeah.
It was always kind of special to FaceTime with grandparents and stuff like that, but now it's you know, you're FaceTiming with all your friends.
Right.
And it's just staying connected, finding unique, different ways to stay connected. So that's the good in the coronavirus situation we got going on.
All right. And if you've got a feel good that you want to share with us.
Yeah, if you're doing any of that stuff, let us know. How has it changed what's going on in your situation?
Just go to WDGX.com, click on the feel good, and then you can share photos. Dua Lipa, 99.7 DJX, got a chance to hear Dua Lipa's new song. It's pretty good.
She's moving up her album, right?
Her
album release.
Actually, yes. She is also going to be doing that, too, because of the whole coronavirus. Kind of taking a page from The Weeknd.
Yeah, just like, hey, here's some new music to help make your heart happy.
Whoops, hang on.
I'm really excited for you all to hear it and make of it what you will. You know, I hope it brings you some happiness. I hope it makes you smile, and I hope it makes you dance, and I hope I make you proud.
Yes, we all hope that, too.
I hope I dance as well.
Future Nostalgia is the album, and it's going to be pushed up because of, you know, all of this and the pandemic and all that stuff. So be looking for that. It's 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next.
It was a little bit of a tease. Like, I thought you were going to play us just a little bit. When you say, I had a chance to hear it, you're going to let the rest of us hear it a little bit?
I'm not allowed.
You're not.
They gave me one of those, like,
no,
this is a for your ears only.
Close the door, put the headphones on.
Yeah, type of
and
thing.
And if you tell anybody else about it, we'll kill you. Dang.
Aggressive, but
those were
similar.
Really frustrating meetings.
I know. I mean, it's good. I mean,
for
you're
the
gonna,
rest of us.
You're going to hear it on DJX plenty of times, I'm sure.
Okay.
So, it, yeah.
Yeah, you play that. We play that one about every 10 minutes, so it's fine.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what we do.
Listen, we're no strangers to you playing songs over and over again. You'll hear it.
You'll get sick of it soon enough.
Listen, trust us. You'll hear it.
You're going to like it.
You're going to like it.
For about a week, and then you'll get tired of it.
All right, so hey, coming up, when you're just trying to meet someone, but you also have to be socially distant, what do?
Well, you know, you just line up dates for later.
DJX.
So we figured it would be beneficial if in these social quarantine times to give you a few pickup lines that you could safely use while keeping your social distance.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So should we start?
Let's start.
All right. Like, hey, we shouldn't get together sometime.
Okay, so you got the laugh track for this one?
Sure.
All right, how about this? Without you, my life is as empty as a supermarket shelf.
Okay. Again, these are social quarantine pickup lines. Are you a pandemic? Because you've got my heart on lockdown.
That one I like. I like that one.
Okay.
That one's fun.
All right.
I dig that one.
Sure.
Baby, do you need toilet paper? Because I can be your Prince Charmin.
Oh.
Come on now. Okay. Kind of a little applause with that.
Ha. Social distancing pickup lines. I saw you liked and retweeted my tweet. So this is getting pretty serious, eh?
Okay. I like that one too. I did. You smell so good. Is that Purell that you're wearing?
Purell. Ah. I love that scent.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't spell quarantine without U-R-A-Q-T.
Okay. That would work on me, too. Oh. I like that one.
These are really bad.
I like that one.
These are really bad.
If I told you that you had a nice body, would you keep it 6 feet away from me?
That was good.
I like that one.
All right, one more in the hashtag social distancing pickup lines. Are you looking for a naughty girl?
The fact that you're delivering this one makes me laugh.
You're ruining the setup.
Sorry.
Hashtag social distancing pickup lines. One more. Are you looking for a naughty girl? I only wash my hands for 19 seconds. Instead of the 20 seconds that is recommended.
You're a bad girl.
Wow, all right.
Girl.
There you go.
Awesome.
And with those, we hope we can help you in the search for love.
Find some love.
While you're social quarantining.
For later.
Poop challenge trending.
What? Okay.
And on Twitter.
What exactly could that mean?
And so I had to dive into that just to like be sure. Like, okay,
why not do the research?
What is going on here?
Sure.
So here's the setup. The challenge is whoever is on the actual potty videos the doorway to the bathroom where there is a roll of toilet paper just out of reach of the person that is there on the potty.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't. It's right there on the floor.
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
Okay. And then, like, the person calls in, like, a person, their kid, or whoever to get the toilet paper for them.
Okay. I think we've all been there.
Yeah, maybe.
At some point.
Yeah, it's like, hey, there's no toilet paper on there. Can you grab me a roll?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, grab me a roll.
Did that last week, actually.
So then the person who delivers you the toilet paper, the Good Samaritan, once your hands touch or the exchange happens, you then put something that looks like...
No.
Number two.
No.
On their hand in exchange.
No, you do not, sir.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
That's her kid, by the way.
No.
She goes through 9,000 different emotions.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
What is that?
I'm sorry.
What is that?
I'm sorry.
What is that? What's that?
It's poop.
Okay, she's holding it together until those words.
Oh, no.
Until those words.
Oh, no.
Then the lid comes off.
Yep.
Did you hear it? She laughed.
Yeah.
She screamed and then...
You laugh and cry.
And then...
Oh, back to screaming. Not on board.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. You just don't know how to feel in that moment.
Right.
That's a roller coaster right there.
So that's the hashtag poop challenge.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. But you know.
What are they using if they're not using actual poop? Like, what do you have handy near the
melted
toilet?
Melted chocolate? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It takes some preparation.
It does.
I'm going to need it to be like a melted Snickers bar or something.
Okay. So when it happens to you, you're requesting that they use melted Snicker bars?
Here's the thing. Here you go. The next challenge is going to be then, okay, take it up one level, use the melted Snickers, and then have the kid lick it.
Okay.
Next level.
All right.
See?
You're right. Next level. Why don't
There's no poop involved.
Why don't you go home and why don't you do it?
I'm not going to do it.
Okay. There you go. That's the hashtag poop challenge.
See, I'm not wasting a good Snickers on that.
We do the research so you don't have to, all right?
So
you see that trending. Let's party on. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 44 outside. Going to get up to about 62. Thunderstorms possible today, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. And you feel good. Do this every single hour here, brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
So this was a really cool story that happened mid-flight. So four senior college athletes got word that their graduation ceremony would be canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic while flying back from their national championships. The cabin crew on their flight surprised them with a sweet ceremony in the sky. This all went down on WestJet Flight 655 from Toronto to Edmonton, Canada. Sunday, the Briarcrest College women's volleyball team, they were heading home. They competed in the 2020 National Championships, and this is what happened.
Congratulations, Rebecca. There you are. And some parting gifts for you. And lastly but not least, we have Alicia. Come on up. She had a BA in General Studies. So she's kind of like, well, what do I want to do? But a minor in kinesiology, so that's good. Or a major in kinesiology, that's good too. So come on up. Congratulations.
Look at that.
So the flight attendants wrote out each graduating player's degree on a meal container lid, handed them to them like a diploma, along with barf bags full of goodies like Kit Kats.
Love it.
Isn't that cute? You can see the video. We'll tweet it out.
All right.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX in our own reality. That is the fact that there are a lot of telecommuters. There are a lot of people who are socially distancing themselves, working remotely from their jobs. We talked to Superintendent Marty Polio from the JCPS yesterday, talking about how they've literally developed an infrastructure to teach kids and hold kind of online classes for kids here in the next coming weeks. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yep, that's the state of the world.
Yeah.
We're adapting.
By the way, if you want to hear that talk with Superintendent Polio, it's up on our podcast, WDJX.com. Just click listen. You can listen back to everything he had to say about what the school year for 2020 looks like and what seniors, the 2020 seniors,
they are,
what their reality.
Hopefully going to be having some delayed ceremonies. That's what, you know, Dr. Polio said he wants to happen. So hopefully they'll get a plan in place.
For sure. So, you know, we heard from a lot of different celebrities already. You know, Max reached out via our Instagram at 997DJX.
Yep, wanted to send you a message just saying, hey, you know, enjoy time at home, but stay home, be safe. That's what we can all do right now collectively together to try to flatten the curve, beat this thing.
Right. And other celebrities are reaching out, especially your boyfriend.
My boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds. He decided to put out a little message on the Instagram, too.
He did?
Yeah.
We need to work together to flatten the curve and fight off COVID-19. I think in times of crisis, I think we all know that it's the celebrities that we count on most. They're the ones who are going to get us through this. Right after healthcare workers, of course.
Yeah.
First responders. People who work in essential services. Ping pong players. Mannequins. They're great. Childhood imaginary friends. Sure. Like 400 other types of people. Look, stay at home, practice social distancing, wash your hands. We are going to get through this thing. We're going to get through this thing together.
Yeah, he knows who the important people are.
Yeah, that's
right.
He gets
it.
He's like, listen, it's celebrities behind these people, but it's celebrities.
500 right? other kinds of people that are way more important than us right now, but I'm going to do my part till you stay home.
Right, exactly. So listen, if no one, listen to Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
I mean, Kelly wasn't literally listening until she heard Ryan speak to his, to her ears.
He just kind of speaks to me. He just looked straight in my eyes. He's like, Kel, listen, stay home, girl.
Stay home, girl.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
After the show, I'll stay home.
All right, so we still try to keep some sort of normal on our show.
Right.
And when I say some sort of normal, I mean the normal that you know our show is.
Exactly.
So
weird.
It is a little weird. I'm going to have to pull a phone tap that I've been sitting on a minute for a rainy day. Quite frankly.
Is this a rainy day?
This is a rainy day.
Okay. Well, because here's the struggle. With the phone tap, a lot of people aren't at their offices right now. So we can't actually get a hold of a lot of people who had submitted and said, hey, I think this would be great. So, all right. You've got some that you've been stockpiled.
I've been stockpiled a little bit. But they're just as fine. So, Robert Hassenpepper, the Hassenpeppers. There's a new one that we have to...
There's a new member of the family we're going to meet?
There's a new member of the family we're going to meet.
Is this the black sheep, maybe?
Maybe.
No. No. I don't know you. Why would I trust you? And you went to jail for ripping people off. Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is the definite, bad boy of the Hassenpepper clan.
Definite black sheep of the Hassenpepper clan.
All right.
All right. That's coming up. Give us about 10 minutes. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know, we just heard from Ryan Reynolds, and he was giving advice on how to... you know, socially distant, stay home, and that the real celebrities were the celebrities that were helping prevent the spread of coronavirus.
That's who we turn to in times
like this. Just behind about 400 other people.
Yes, including medical workers, first responders, delivery people, all the stuff.
Yeah, I got a text from Brandon that was like, have you heard Matthew McConaughey's speech yet? It's something everyone should hear.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, everybody, McConaughey here. Just want to say in these crazy times.
Now, before he gets started and it gets too like... Like,
all right.
I know. Right. I just need to.
All right.
I'm ready to hear you, Matthew McConaughey. All right.
Hey, everybody. McConaughey here. Just want to say in these crazy times that we're in with the coronavirus, let's take care of ourselves and each other. Let's not go to the lowest common denominator and get paranoid. Let's do our due diligence, take the precautions we need to take care of ourselves and those of us around us. Right now, more than ever before, we're all more dependent on each other than we ever have been. We have an enemy in coronavirus that is faceless, that is raceless, sexless, non-denominational, and bipartisan. And it's an enemy that we all agree we were going to beat.
Yeah.
We want to beat, and we're going to beat him. Yeah. In this time when... people are going to move on.
Yeah.
The economy is going to be in shambles for who knows how long. There is a green light on the other side of this red light that we're in right now. And I believe that green light is going to be built upon the values that we can enact right now. Values of fairness, kindness, accountability, resilience, respect, courage. If we practice those things right now, when we get out of this, this virus, this time, might be the one time that brings us all together and unifies us.
Yes.
We have not been in a long time.
Yes.
Right.
So, yes, let's see if we can make some lemonade out of this lemon that we're in the middle of.
All
from
right.
a red light to a green light.
Yeah, McConaughey.
Just keep living.
Keep living.
All right.
Then I'll get your vaccine, your quiet circle, drive off into the wilderness.
Matthew McConaughey.
It's going to be amazing. Yes, Matthew McConaughey for the win.
Matthew McConaughey. Rolling in there. Wow, it's a left and a right.
Right.
Matthew McConaughey. Run through a brick wall right now.
Voice of reason and compassion. Just keep living, y'all.
Why don't you sit down and let Matthew McConaughey speak to you for about 60 seconds?
We're going to be driving our Chryslers sometime real soon.
No, Lincoln.
Again. Is it Lincoln? Sorry.
We're going to be driving our Lincoln.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. From this coronavirus. And drive it away.
Take a road trip real soon.
Take it away from this coronavirus. All right. I'm telling you what. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that was almost my boyfriend, too.
Look at this. We've got the chance to see so many of Kelly's past.
My boyfriend's checking in.
Okay, that's good. Any others? on the list?
No, I think we covered them all.
I was going to say, the phone lines are open, right? I guess, if they wanted to call in any of the other ones. So, all right. So that's good. Yeah. I don't know. Do we have that posted?
Yeah.
We should.
We get it posted right now.
Right now. We'll get it posted right now.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Pat wrote to us while out to lunch, a while back, with my friend Kyle. He told me that back at Western, he had a prison pen pal as part of an ethics class. Now, he doesn't remember much about the guy, but sometimes wonders what happened to him. It's his birthday. I thought that a story like this might be the perfect setup for one of your phone taps to help him celebrate.
It's time to meet one of the black sheep of the Hassenpepper household, Antonio.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
Hey, it's Antonio. Antonio Assenpepper, your old pen pal. I just got out of prison. How are you?
I'm good, but I think you might be mistaken. Have the wrong number?
Oh, Kyle, I don't think so. We traded letters while you were at Western.
Yeah, I remember doing that, but the guy that I was corresponding with, his name was so.
Hey, I've gone by a lot of names, but now I'm Antonio. Who knows what name I'll have next year? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you go to prison for identity theft?
Oh, what can I say? Old habits die hard. Anyway, I just got out and I could use a place to stay. And you always said I could look you up on the outside. So here I am. You help me and maybe I'll help you someday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was, like 10 years ago. And I'm sorry. I'm married now and I have a family and just, a lot of things. So how did you get this number?
Do you really have to ask that? It's pretty much my trade, the only gift the good Lord bestowed upon me.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, but unfortunately, I can't have you staying with us, with everything I got. My wife would never allow it, so I'm sure you could find an apartment out there,
Kyle,
right?
Kyle, I thought we were friends. I'm telling you, I've changed. Identity theft is a very white-collar crime. Your wife has nothing to worry about. The two guys I shanked in prison, that was self-defense.
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah. No, I'm sorry. It's just not, going to work out with everything I have going on here. I wish you the best, but I'm sure you have other, family or friends that you can contact. And, all we did was just write letters a long time ago.
Kyle, those letters are what kept me going, my friend. You were the best friend I ever had. I felt like you really understood me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Can I at least borrow your car?
No.
That's not going to be possible.
What, Kyle? Why don't you trust me?
No, I don't know you. Why would I trust you? And you went to jail for ripping people off.
That hurts. I mean, it's true, but it still hurts coming from you, and you, my only friend, and you're right. I never would have returned your car.
Okay, look, I'd appreciate it if you didn't call this number back.
Why don't I just drop by for dinner tonight?
No dropping by, no dinner. We have a security system in the house and the neighborhood watch, and honestly, it just sounds like you haven't changed at all, and I just want to let you know that I corresponded with you for a school project, not because of anything else. So I'm going to ask you that you don't call here anymore, so just don't call this number, please.
Kyle, I don't like the tone you're taking with me.
No, I'm sorry. It's just that, whatever you did to track me down or how you found me just needs to stop. And I don't think, I can't do anything for you, so please just don't, don't call.
Kyle, maybe I'll have to stay with someone who knows how to be a real pal, like your buddy Pat.
How do you know Pat?
Oh, Kyle, he's the one who wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and set you up for a phone tap in honor of your birth today.
Oh my God, I'm an idiot. I just told the story yesterday. We were just talking about it, and I told him exactly about this guy. Oh my God.
Oh, Kyle, it's Ben Davis. You were starting to sound a little nervous there.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. My hands are sweaty. I thought there was some crazy guy who was going to come get me and find him on my lawn.
Oh my God.
Is this going to be on the radio?
Yeah, yes, it's on the radio, and I'm sure a Pat's listening.
Oh, man, hey, Pat, thanks. You're an idiot.
I bet he was starting to sweat. He shanked a couple guys in prison. What?
And listen, you do this favor for me. And someday,
let's
get you a bag. All right, that's your phone tap.
Oh, wow.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you want to listen back to the podcast, you can hear the phone tap that just we just aired with Antonio Hassenpepper. We got a text from a listener that was like, why does Antonio sound a bit like Dracula?
It's more of a vampire hybrid gangster.
I really don't have a lot of depth with any of my characters. They all kind of just sound the same.
Sure. And they don't really... We don't really stay.
Hey, why you gotta break your mama's heart? I will suck your blood. I'm gonna suck your blood. Actually, no.
They morph. Six.
Yeah. What? Hey, has anyone checked in on vampires and how they're handling the coronavirus?
I don't believe that we've had a wellness check on the vampires lately because I imagine that's got to affect their way of life.
For sure. Yeah. Social distancing, six feet apart, that's gonna prevent them from sucking your blood.
Yeah.
Hey, why you gotta break your mama's heart? You suck at the blood.
Seriously, why now are all of your vampires gangsters?
I don't understand. I didn't know.
The idea's in your head, and that's the only place you can go now?
I don't think I ever really had a vampire voice, did I?
No, you really didn't. We really haven't ever had vampires pop up on the show a lot.
No, not a lot.
No.
No, but
now here we are.
Here we are.
It's always a winding road to get where we are, right?
Hey. I can only come out at night because the sunlight, you know. Coronavirus.
You know, they're supposedly eternal, right? So, because they're dead.
Sure.
So, could the coronavirus get them?
Probably not. I'm guessing one benefit to being a vampire is you don't get coronavirus.
Get pandemic diseases.
Wow.
Is that where we are?
How are we dubbed essential enough to stay on the air with this kind of commentary?
We need to hurry up and do something essential.
Wellness
because
check on the vampires?
Has anyone had a wellness check on the vampires at this time
of the morning? That's what they're going with? That's on the show sheet?
Hey, we're going to go ahead and rethink the whole Ben and Kelly are essential part. A show in the world of sports, in the world of Olympic news. This news came out yesterday from your friend and mine, the vice president of the International Olympic Committee chair.
Reports from an IOC member that the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be postponed until next year. This is what IOC member Dick Pound told USA Today.
Nah.
She kind of went a little fast over his name a little bit.
Yeah, you know, honestly, it doesn't hit as hard as it did the first time we heard of International Olympic Committee Vice Chair Dick Pound.
Uh-huh.
But his words still ring true.
Quote, on the basis of the information the IOC has, postponement has been decided. The parameters going forward have not been determined, but the games are not going to start on July 24th. That much I know.
Yeah, kind of saying it's unclear when officials are going to reschedule the games, but they're looking like 2021 is a valid option
next year
for the Olympic Games. The heels of both Canada and Australia saying, yeah, we're not sending anybody.
Exactly.
And
so when all these countries start pulling their teams out, you gotta.
And even Tokyo, the Prime Minister of Tokyo was like, of Japan was like, yeah, you know, I mean, I could see rescheduling it. Under the current circumstances, I could see that. So right now, they don't have an official time, but it does look like that the Summer Games, the 2020 Olympic, there in Tokyo, are going to be postponed.
Yeah, not starting in July.
Thank you, Dick Pound.
Keeping us abreast.
For keeping us abreast of the situation. Again, we're mature.
Right.
I mean, the first time we heard from Dick Pound, it was a little bit of a shock. Because, you know, obviously someone as regal as Dick Pound doesn't get to his position in life without, you know,
making
a name for himself.
Yeah.
Right.
And when we first learn of someone of his stature.
Right.
Well, we were shocked.
We were shocked.
We had to adjust.
We had to
the spokesperson, the committee member, the IOC committee member.
Yeah, Dick Pound.
Dick Pound.
So, from Dick Pound's mouth, the Olympics will not start on July 24th.
Okay.
That much Dick Pound knows.
So listen, if the athletes were a little behind on their training, they got some extra time.
They got a little extra time.
Let's look at this glass half full.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? I'm going to get a whole other year of training and be that much better.
There you go. From the words of Dick Pound to your ears.
All right.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We are streaming thebenandkellyshow.com or smart speaker. Just ask Alexa. Launch 99.7 DJX, and you can keep up with live radio. You can hear the podcast. All that, you know, live radio.
Live radio.
Things. I know. One of those great things that doesn't go away in pandemics.
Exactly, because we are naturally socially distant from you. That's the beauty of us.
That's the beauty of us. All right, you feel good. Feel good to do this every single hour here, brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
You know, another right spot in these coronavirus self-isolated socially distant times? Gas prices hitting a four-year low.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
My gosh.
According to the AAA, the national average, $2.12 per gallon, 50 cents less than this time last year. In Florida, the average price is about $2.08. Locally here, like, there's a gas station right at the corner by my neighborhood that I think historically has one of some of the lowest prices all the time anyway. They're at $1.68.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah,
hello.
I see it just under $2 most everywhere I go around the Kentuckiana area. And yeah.
I mean, they credit people kind of largely staying off the roads at this point and flights getting canceled, resulting in a surplus of gas.
Yeah,
so
sure.
That's,
I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. So there you go. It's a little bit cheaper to fill up since you're not driving around as much.
All right.
So well, bright side.
I guess that can be looked as a bright side for
Hashtag
sure.
Hashtag coronavirus perks. Is that what we're going to say? Is that a
I don't know if we go so far as saying it's
trying to find some bright spots.
Perks of the coronavirus.
Well, it's a
there are very few perks of the actual coronavirus.
Okay.
I will say it is nice to see that Amazon opening up free streaming access to more than 40 children's shows, including, you know, Just Add Magic, Pete the Cat, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Oh, I love Pete the Cat.
Yeah. So Pete the Cat. If you have never heard of Pete the Cat, it's one of those children's books.
We've got several.
About literally a cat named Pete who walks around with his shoes and gets in adventures and stuff like that. And there, have you heard the audiobook of it?
No.
There is an audiobook of it that has a song that goes, Pete the Cat, I love my blue shoes. I love my blue shoes. All that. So my daughter used to listen to this on repeat when she was like 18 months, 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
Going to sleep. And so we went on vacation and my brother-in-law had to sleep right next to her room. And he would wake up every morning going, I hate Pete the Cat.
Oh, no.
He would just hear that on repeat all night.
We'll get a little sick of it.
Yeah. So anyways,
understood.
Amazon opening up free streaming access to more than 40 children's shows just because of the millions of kids that are now at home, experiencing school at home and all that stuff. So.
And you need a little brain break from all the homeschooling.
Yeah.
I know that's the hardest thing that we have figured out trying to navigate this whole homeschooling thing is the classroom atmosphere is key to these kids, like being able to focus a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like when you're at home trying to still do school in school hours, man, there's so many distractions around you.
I do enjoy what one of our friends who used to be on the show, Mo, she had posted several updates from her house just on her Instagram.
Yeah.
And I actually commented and I was like, you know what? Cool. Schools would be a lot cooler if there was a fully stocked bar right behind right behind the desk.
Listen, mommy can get a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Stressed out trying to figure out your fractions.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Wow.
Yeah, I've
had to relearn a lot of stuff from
famously said that I checed out after about third grade. Like,
oh,
after
man.
About third grade, I can't help you.
See, I'm all
sorry.
Up in fourth grade, and fourth grade sometimes
well, good
hard.
For you.
And listen, when I'm kind of just looking over the shoulder. I'm kind of mentally taking the multiple choice quizzes with my son on some of his lessons. And I got a couple wrong.
Maybe that's not something you mention here.
Teacher.
Maybe that's something you don't mention. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You were talking earlier about one of the benefits of the coronavirus being lower gas prices.
Yes, it's been a bright spot.
Another benefit could be all of the parody songs that have sprung up. Like,
oh, yeah.
Taking off of the classic Blink-182 What's My Age Again to Wash My Hands Again.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go out, and it's a Friday night. I'm stuck at home.
That works.
And I'm not feeling right. I ordered some takeout, not even wearing pants. I listened to the CDC. gotta stay at least 6 feet away from me.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
Don't wanna catch a COVID.
That's right.
I just wanna quarantine and be alone. Stay the hell away from me. My friends say I should wash my hands. Wash my hands again. Wash my hands again.
I mean, not
that
bad.
That wrote itself.
Not bad.
That's perfection.
Do you remember the classic Dexys Midnight Runner, Come
oh,
On
yeah,
Eileen?
Come On Eileen, sure. It sounded exactly like that.
Stop it. This one.
Okay.
COVID-19. Yeah, all right.
COVID-19, yeah.
Poor old human race. Got a virus you can't deal with and the threat that you might be erased. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Sing it twice, you'll be saved.
Get to the hall.
While you wash your hands, yeah.
Just got really real. COVID-19.
Ah, there it is.
There it is. Okay,
COVID-19. Okay.
That's a little iffy.
And then a
sure
math teacher
on board on that.
Out of Toledo remade Louis Capaldi's hit "Someone You You Loved."
Oh boy.
To "Someone You Taught."
Oh, this is. I'm not sure about this.
The governor shut down the schools, and now we all going crazy.
Kind of a rock version.
Yeah, a little bit.
Been half a week since I've had students and can't help but feel lazy.
Okay.
I need somebody to teach, somebody to help, some freshmen to sleep in class so I can just live.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, all right. That works.
That's better.
That's
better. Yeah, the Blink-182 two kids, though, they get my vote.
I was going to say, that one is much better than the others there in your, if you're trying to judge on the quality of parody songs.
Right.
It's been a month. I'm sick of being home.
Yeah.
I'm running
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, listen, we featured one yesterday from The Singing Dentist who redid Ice Ice Baby.
Yep.
Virus Baby.
Yeah,
that's
so.
Still probably my top choice as well. That's up on the website.
Yep, you can see those and more. WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Set in the bar story.
Oh, great.
We're going to feature Jennifer, a.k.a. Poor Jennifer.
Oh, is there a movement? For Poor Jennifer?
It's interesting you should say it that way.
Okay.
We'll find out, and you're setting the bar coming up here in just about 12 minutes.
Was that a magical set of words that I wasn't really aware of? How magical
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, yeah. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Did I just see that Louder Than Life announcing the return of none other than Metallica to their lineup?
What is happening? Oh, there was a Facebook fight about it when they quit. Now they're going to be happy again.
So, Louder Than Life, they've expanded to a fourth night, September 17th through the 20th, Highland Festival Grounds. And now, Metallica has been added back to the lineup.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, look at that. So, yeah, it was what? Just last month that Metallica bowed out because
James Hetfield had
to go through, you know, some steps of rehab and wasn't going to be able to make it to Louder Than Life.
He had to work on himself.
A lot of people were upset about that.
They were.
You're right. We had a Facebook fight theater about that.
Yes. People vented their feelings.
Yeah, but now apparently it's going to happen again.
That's great news.
So now, listen, the festival organizers are still saying, while we don't know if this pandemic will end in time for Hometown Rising, Louder Than Life, Bourbon and Beyond, rest assured that all passes will be refunded in the unfortunate event that any of the festivals are prevented from happening because of COVID-19. So,
okay.
So they,
but surely
optimistic
by the fall.
You'd hope.
I feel like we're going to be back to normal.
But yeah, Metallica
returns.
Is this the first time Metallica's ever aired on 99.7
DJX? Nah.
No, we played it before.
We did.
Yeah, but it was because of us, right?
It's in life.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So,
you do
yes,
an amazing version of that.
A little bit of good news there for you.
That's good stuff.
All right.
Something to look forward to.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, and setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do in this world where we are now having to teleconference and commute remotely and just be remote in our jobs and our industries.
Yeah, everything is kind of getting morphed.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without, peeing during a video conference call, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Hashtag, did somebody forget about the web camera?
Poor Jennifer.
Oh, no.
She kind of went viral for what happened when she was on an office video conference call from home.
What happened?
There are only 10 coworkers on the call.
Okay.
Good. However, she didn't realize that her laptop camera was actually active.
The ethical standards of the profession, and in reality, I've heard that social work kind of has...
Okay, so she then picks up her laptop, moves it into the restroom to, you know, do some double duty there.
Oh, gosh.
Very high standards and like...
Okay. Uh-oh. So she set the laptop down in front of her.
So
and sits down.
I'm sensing maybe one of the coworkers picks up on what's happening.
Yep.
Like good standards in terms of things, and that oftentimes people don't have.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on.
Wait.
What happened?
Stop.
Okay.
I saw nothing.
I saw nothing.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Poor Jennifer.
I gotta go.
What happened?
Nothing. Keep going.
Nope. She disconnected her feed.
Turn
she was out.
The screen around.
She was out. And thus was dubbed hashtag.
Oh my God.
Poor Jennifer.
Poor Jennifer. Yeah. Oh, give her some Coldplay. Oh my God.
All right. Yeah. So sorry, Jennifer.
Oh, how do you recover from that?
I don't know if anybody's experienced that.
Oh, wow.
Type of fun during a video conference call yet.
Did she legit think that she couldn't be seen, or did she just forget?
Well, sometimes,
what she was
you know,
doing.
The little laptop cameras are just little dots at the top
right.
of your screen. And so,
and you forget. Oh,
maybe
they
you forget.
See.
Or maybe you didn't. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Jennifer, what happened?
But Jennifer had to go tinkle real bad. And her entire office got to witness it. Oh.
She is streaming.
God, Jennifer.
Oh.
Oh, poor Jennifer.
Poor Jennifer.
Oh, how do you recover from that?
No, she didn't. She disconnected her feed.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
how.
I quit. Did she quit?
Yeah.
I feel like I might quit. I'm not sure if I could ever face virtually or in person.
Yeah,
the
so there
coworkers
you go.
Again.
Little setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without peeing during your video conference call, you're doing okay. I mean, we've had to do video conference calls here at work. I can only imagine what happens.
Oh, gosh, the realization. I wish, is there video? Can you see her face when it hits her that they can see what's happening?
You see, like, she sets it down on the bathroom floor. And so you see, like,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we looking up?
So, again, we can all just kind of pour one out for Jennifer. Poor Jennifer.
Something that would happen to me. 1,000% that would happen.
That would be something.
That would happen to me.
They'd be like, Kelly. And then I'd have to be this guy.
I saw nothing.
There
you
go. I don't even know who you are.
Setting the bar. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa. Launch 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio. You can get our updates. You can get podcasts. You can get all the information that you need right there from your smart speaker. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Popeyes wants to kind of Netflix and chill with you. Kind
yeah.
of, sort of.
All right.
They want to offer up their Netflix username and password to help those stuck at home during the coronavirus outbreak.
Look at that.
So they announced that it would be sharing its username and password for Popeyes for their video streaming platform with the first 1,000 fans who post photos of themselves eating Popeyes and tagging it with hashtag that password from Popeyes. So those who manage to upload pics first will get a month-long subscription
gotcha.
To Netflix. How fun is that?
It's little things.
It's the little things. Exactly.
Sure.
Especially now that kind of Netflix is allowing you to share passwords and stuff like that to watch shows and connect with people.
I mean, they got to see that this is making them hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars.
They're becoming the real MVP.
Yeah.
When it comes to entertainment.
All right.
For self-isolation, quarantine, lifestyle.
Run away, run away.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and can we get to a Florida setting the bar story here real quick?
We should.
Before the end of the day, Florida setting the bar, it's going to be a little Florida science that we're throwing at you.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without saying that a blow dryer will cure the coronavirus because hashtag science. Then you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Is this a life hack? And, is this something we can all do? Can we cure ourselves?
No. That's the whole point of that. That's why this is a setting the bar story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okeechobee County Commissioner Bryant Culpepper.
Oh, Bryant.
Bryant Culpepper.
So he stumbled across some signs he thought was going to cure the whole world?
Yeah. He was an EMT, and so he thought he had an insider track on this whole coronavirus thing.
Being in the medical field that I was as a paramedic, it started to make a lot of sense. The nasal passages. Uh-huh. And the nasal membranes are the coolest part of the body.
Okay, all right. Coolest part of the body. All right.
This sounds really goofy, and it did to me too, but it works. Once the temperature reaches 136 degrees Fahrenheit, the virus falls apart and just it disintegrates.
Okay, so
he kills it.
He's saying that heat kills the coronavirus once a temperature of 130 is reached.
So just blow up your nose with a hairdryer.
Okay.
Cured.
And I said, well, how would you get the temperature up to 132 degrees?
Yep. And Kelly, you were right on it.
The answer was you use a blow dryer because it's capable of doing that. So you hold a blow dryer in front of your face and you inhale.
Okay. So
inhale the hot air from the blow dryer. Hashtag cured.
According to Bryant Culpepper there, who then later had to come back and apologize, saying that, you know what? Here's the thing. I should probably just allow the medical professionals to actually find the cure, and I will not offer any more suggestions unless they are tried and proven.
Wait a second. So he's saying he didn't like test someone who is positive and then do the blow dryer thing and then retest and it came up negative. He didn't have that.
Who is hot?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was hot. That was hot.
Who is hot?
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Oh yeah, for sure.
Hot air.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Definite hot air there for sure.
Who is hot?
Yeah.
Dang it. Well, he's practically a medical professional, former EMT. I feel like he was onto something. That's unfortunate.
Well, it's a Florida setting the bar story, so it's
okay.
Not. So, yeah.
All right, so don't blow the hairdryer up the nasal passages. That's what we're taking away.
Who is hot?
You got it. You got it.
All right.
That is Florida and setting the bar, making the show.
Thanks, Bryant Culpepper.
On DJX.
And Catfish Cooley.
We're done today.
We're done. We're
hopefully,
gonna step away.
Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow in the same capacity we are.
We're gonna exit the building. We're gonna go straight home.
Yes, and
back to isolation.
Quarantine ourselves from the world.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.